After getting thoroughly lost in the windy, single-lane backroads of Cumberland, I wind up at the Otis Farm Preserve. It looks like suburbia. The road is well-paved, single-family houses line the street, but wilderness surrounds us. When I arrive, three youngish-looking people, two guys and one woman, in bright orange t-shirts are all standing around a dark green van. They are the Rhode Island Asian Longhorned Beetle Task Force, or rather, she is. The two guys are with the DEM's nursery program, but they're here helping out today.
They got to take today to come help us out, because I'm the only one that does this. So.
That's Cindy Qualick. She works the Rhode Island branch of the Northeast Forest Pest Outreach and Survey Project, though calling the Asian Longhorned Beetle a pest is a bit of an understatement. The insect has the power to wipe out forests of trees. Qualick says this happened once, not too long ago, in Worcester, Massachusetts.
They had the infestation probably a good 6 to 8 years before somebody actually reported it and discovered an infestation. So Worcester has lost over 30,000 trees.
That put New England on high alert, which is why Qualick is out in the field for the second time this month, surveying trees for the invasive insect, which, by the way, has not been found in Rhode Island. Though if the beetle were to make its way into the ocean state, Qualick says it might not be too hard to spot.
It's very big. It's a quarter, like an inch and a quarter large. It's dark black with bright white spots, so it's pretty distinctive looking. And then it's also got very long antennae, which are like white and black striped.
Is that the horns come from?
The long horns, yeah.
Okay.
The beetle first came to this country almost 2 decades ago in wooden shipping crates from China and Korea. Then it promptly made itself at home in New York and New Jersey, where it wreaked havoc on the trees. In its pupal stage, that's when it's immature, still long and grub-like, it bores deep into the center of a tree, feeding on its nutrients. Qualick takes it from there.
And then they will kind of overwinter, go through their pupal stage inside the tree, and then the next year they'll emerge out of the tree as adults. So they go in as these little boring larvae and then come out as adult beetles.
She shows me her clipboard, onto which is attached a spreadsheet. She explains it's used to help catalog all the trees the volunteers look at.
It's an ALB scorecard.
ALB, that's Asian Longhorned Beetle.
The site number is where we are. The address is like where we're starting from. So then we have a tree count, and that's how many trees we look at. So we'll look at every host tree.
Host trees, Qualick says, are hardwoods, such as maple, which the Asian longhorned beetle prefers. This poses a problem, since Rhode Island is about 30% maple. The good news is that the insect has not been found in the ocean state, but the bad news is the ALB is not really a discerning creature.
They'll also go after white birch, they'll go after regular birch trees, they'll go after horse chestnut, they'll go after willow. I've even heard they'll go after Rose of Sharon shrubs, which a lot of people plant decoratively in their yards.
Can we go look for
sure.
Look for one?
Yeah.
Awesome.
We walk down the hill past woody yards and neighborhood houses and stop at a tall tree on the edge of a long front yard.
Okay, so
this is a maple.
We proceed to inspect up and down the bark. Qualick motions towards the bottom of the tree.
Just look along the bark and the base of the tree for any chew marks, which would be like the egg laying sites. So it would look like kind of like a scratch into the tree, like a round scratch. The other thing we'd be looking for are exit holes. And those are about the size of dimes. They're very large. So we would see those kind of up the tree scattered into the top branches.
Thankfully, we don't find any ALBs on our hunt. But I asked Qualick what would happen if we did.
If we found a beetle, USDA would come in and they would find the tree where the initial infestation was, and then they would make like a mile and a half radius around it. Then they would start an eradication program where they would remove the trees that are infested and any high-risk trees that may be infested, and then they would have to mulch those trees. So basically, once a tree gets Asian longhorned beetle, whether it's USDA or the beetle killing it itself, that tree is kind of doomed.
But for now, the ocean state remains safe from the Asian longhorned beetle and the devastation it would cause. Though the threat is still there. And until then, Qualick and her team will be out in the forests of Rhode Island looking for the enemy. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.